suppose we could put that on a loop for an hour and, you know, just sit here and have coffee and donuts.
There would be hours that would go by that would be worse than that.
Yeah.
It's kind of a happy little number.
Yes, it is, isn't it? Well, it's our favorite time of the week, folks.
It is.
Music to go to the dump by. The best hour in radio. Lee, it's good to see you this morning.
Yeah, happy to be back this morning. It's Saturday mornings are always special around here with whatever it is that we do.
I'm glad we're not going with this calendar in here, because if it is, we missed 420 by 2 days.
Oh, yeah. Is that last year's calendar?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, yeah. Everybody's got the phone these days, so, you know, these paper products are just so 20th century.
My phone tells me what date it is?
about everything else.
Well, I guess maybe someday I'll learn how to use that. Just in time to be old enough to forget what it is I learned.
Trying to learn how to leave mine behind.
Oh, Lee, I left mine this morning down to the camp. And I go up and I see Ma and I go, oh, I got to go get... I hate it. I feel like I have to have the doggone thing with me. And like I say, the only reason I got it is so when I'm out in the field and I roll the tractor, I can call 911 and tell them where to come and find the body. You know, other than that, I have no use for the doggone things. But seems how today is 420.
Oh, yes.
Has something to do with weed, I think. I thought this might be a good song to play.
Name of this song is The Wildwood Flower. Now, The Wildwood Flower is an old country classic. It's gained a whole new popularity. The song isn't any more popular, but the flower's doing real good. Wildwood flower grew wild on the farm, and we never knowed what it was called. Some said it's a flower, and some said it's a weed. I didn't give it much thought. One day I was out there talking to my brother, and I reached down for a weed to chew on. Things got fuzzy and things got blurry, and then everything was gone. Didn't know what happened, but I knew it beat the hell out of sniffing burlap. I come to, my brother was there, and he said, what's wrong with your eyes? I said, I don't know, I was chewing on the weed. He said, let me give it a try. Spent the rest of that day and most of that night trying to find my brother Bill. Caught up with him about 6 o'clock the next morning, naked, singing on the windmill. He said he flew up there. I had to fly up and get him down. He's about half crazy. The very next day, we picked a bunch of them weeds and we put them in the sun to dry. Then we mashed them up and we cleaned them off, put them in the corn cob pipe. Smoking them wildwood flowers got to be a habit. We never seen no harm. Oh, we thought it was kind of handy. Take a trip and never leave the farm. They go puff that wildwood weed. Next thing you know, you're just wandering around behind the little animals. All good things got to come to an end. It's the same with the wildwood weeds. One day this fella from Washington come by and spied them and turned white as a sheet. And he dug and he burned and he dug and he killed all our cute little weeds. And then he drove away. We just smiled and waved, sitting there on that sack of seeds. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Y'all come back now, you hear? Sack of seeds. I don't know. But, you know, it's been rumored. I can't say as I've ever had this issue. Not that I don't partake. But it's like, I think they call it the munchies, where you just eat anything and everything that there is. So I think maybe this next song might fall a good 420.
You know I love that organic cooking. I always ask for more. And they call me Mr. Natural on down to the health food store. I only eat good sea salt. White sugar don't touch my lips. And my friends is always begging me to take them on macrobiotic trips. Yes, they are. Oh, but night I take out my strong box that I keep under lock and key. And I take it off to my closet where nobody else can see. I open that door so slowly, take a peek up north and south. Then I pull out a Hostess Twinkie and I pop it in my mouth. Yeah, in the daytime I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. But at night I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me. Well, at lunchtime you can always find me at the Whole Earth Vitamin Bar, just sucking on my plain white yogurt from a hand-thrown pottery jar. And sipping little hand-pressed cider with a carrot stick for dessert. And wiping my face in a natural way on the sleeve of my peasant shirt. Oh, yeah. Ah, but when that clock strikes midnight and I'm all by myself, I work at Combination on my secret hideaway shelf. And I pull out some Fritos corn chips, Dr. Pepper, and an old moon pie. Then I sit back in glorious expectation of a genuine junk food high. Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. Oh, but at night I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me. All right. My friends down at the commune, they think I'm pretty neat. Oh, I don't know nothing about arts and crafts, but I give them all something to eat. I'm a friend to old Yule Gibbons, and I only eat homegrown spice. I got a John Keats autographed Grecian urn filled up with my brown rice. Yes, I do. Oh, folks, but lately I have been spotted with a Big Mac on my breath. Stumbling into a Colonel Sanders with a face as white as death. I'm afraid someday they'll find me just stretched out on my bed with a handful of Pringles potato chips and a ding-dong by my head. In the daytime, I'm Mr. Nazareth, just the healthy as I can be. But at night, I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me.
Junk food junkie high. Huh. Probably old Diabetic Dave could get one of them going, couldn't he?
I know, yeah. There's all sorts of options out there. Yes. In the junk food world.
Yes, there is. Mm-hmm. I do know one thing. You don't smoke and then go to the store. You don't do that. First off, you can't find nothing in the store, and you forget why it is you're in the store. But I digress. But we'll do one more 420 kind of like theme here, song, and hear it, Music to Go the Dump By. Although I don't know as I can say that, because this is my endorsement. I don't know that the views and opinions that I'm about to express do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the staff and management of the Radio Vermont Group, but then again, they might.
They might. Disclaimer, though. Very
wise.
Very wise.
That's awful when you have to start a show with that, isn't it, Lee? This is who I think ought to be President of the United States.
There's lots of folks complaining about their taxes, and our government has gotten out of hand. Well, what I'd like to see instead of Trump or Hillary is Willie in the White House next year. Let's make Willie Nelson president. Give the whole damn government back to the people where it belongs. Washington, D.C., does everything for me. Let's put Willie in the White House next year. We got people stuck in jail for smoking weed, but you and me, we pay their room and board. Well, that ain't right, you know. Let those stoners go. Let's put Willie in the White House next year. And for Attorney General, we got
could get Blake Shelton. And I'm sure we could find a place for George Strait. Dead vice presidents are few. Cast my vote for Emmylou. Let's put Willie in the White House next year. Let's make Willie Nelson president. Give the whole damn government back to the people where it belongs. Washington, D.C. never did a thing for me. Let's put Willie in the White House next year. Let's make Willie Nelson president. Give the whole damn government back to the people where it belongs. Could sure use a toke. Farm aid on the White House lawn. We'll love party till dawn. Let's put Willie in the White House next year. Let's put Willie in the White House next year.
Oh, that's a nice little walk out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Vermont's very own outlaw, Jimmy T. Thurston. Yep. When I was a kid, that was some years ago, just over the street from where I grew up, Jimmy T. used to come down and he would practice, him and his band, before they got whatever, famous, I don't know, I'm not sure what the term is you use, but yeah, so...
Well, they're local legends for sure.
Yes, they are. Yep, like I say, Vermont's very own number one outlaw, Jimmy T. Thurston.
You know, Willie's only going to be 91 coming up in on April 29th. Not this coming week, but next weekend he'll be celebrating his 91st birthday. So,
when do you think Congress is going to draw a red line at an age limit?
Don't see any reason to do anything like that.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Well, it's all just additional experience you've acquired along the way.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Older the better.
Older and wiser.
Mm-hmm.
There is something to be said for that. I know when we'd get some young machinist come into the shop and he'd be all hell-bent on doing this and that way we'd just stand back and go, yep, young and dumb. It comes with age. This next song, it's we wouldn't have a dumb show without the Burns Brothers, right? So... Let's give this a listen.
Scratch myself, you dead. Don't touch that spot. That itchy, twitchy spot. That's
You know, that arrangement adds a much-needed touch of class to that song.
That pig can carry a tune. I'll tell you that right now, Mr.
Oinking in perfect pitch.
Yes.
Oop, Hank. Whoa. Seymour is chomping at the bit to play the next song, you can see.
Well, you'll have that, because that's not a bad song either, but we'll...
Save it for another time.
Yeah. Lord knows me. Maybe next week. Who knows?
Right.
I can't remember where I put it.
You know what I noticed outside today on my way in is how green everything has become. The lawns are, the fields are starting to green out a little bit.
Yeah.
The everything's so brown, black, and gray for so long that it's nice to get a little color in.
Yeah, I started
to notice that.
I walk out back to my sister's on the lawn, and the water literally squirts up out of the ground as I step on it. And I was thinking maybe I would play Romping Through the Swamp, but I may do that next week. But it's like, it's wet out there. We got a lot of water in the cellar. The pump's running all the time. It's like, I don't ever remember it being this bad.
No.
You know, I don't know. I just don't know. Hey, did I bring you over another song?
You did.
Oh, yes. I remember now.
Right.
Oh, a little 420. Ooh. It's for people that like to go to the park, and while they're there, they like to enjoy themselves, I think.
I'd like to take you now on wings of song, as it were, and try and help you forget, perhaps for a while, your drab, wretched lives. Here's a song all about springtime in general, and in particular about one of the many delightful pastimes that the coming of spring affords us all. Is here, a suffering is here. Life is skittles and life is beer. I think the loveliest time of the year is the spring. I do, don't you? Of course you do. But there's one thing that makes spring complete for me and makes every Sunday a treat for me. All the world seems in tune on a spring afternoon when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. Every Sunday you'll see my sweetheart and me as we poison the pigeons in the park. When they see us coming, the birdies all try and hide, but they still go for peanuts when coated with cyanide. The sun's shining bright, everything seems all right when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. La 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 la. We've gained notoriety and caused much anxiety in the Audubon Society with our games. They call it impiety and lack of propriety and quite a variety of unpleasant names. But it's not against any religion to want to dispose of a pigeon. So if someday you're free, why don't you come with me and we'll poison the pigeons in the park. And maybe we'll do in a squirrel or two while we're poisoning pigeons in the park. We'll murder them all amid laughter and merriment, except for the few we take home to experiment. My pulse will be quickening with each drop of strychnine we feed to a pigeon. It just takes a smidgen to poison a pigeon in the park.
Ah, poisoning them pigeons in the park. I don't imagine Anson Tebbets would be too happy with that, the bird boys. He'd probably be upset with that, but I don't know that we all do that. There's few that do it. Now, the next song I'm going to have Mr. Cattell play for me is...
Oh, hang on just a moment.
What we got?
Well, first of all, we have listener complaints. They don't like that song.
They don't?
They must be bird fans.
Oh. I'm guessing beef eaters.
Well, I don't know. It may be,
I am an equal opportunity offender.
It is. But, speaking of pigeons and other animals and critters and like,
yeah.
The one thing I did notice was people have been talking about the peepers, and I heard our bird boys mentioning that today. Peepers are out.
Yes.
And
they are.
The other day I had a light shining through my window, and I went out there in the middle of the night, and there were about 12 little tiny frogs stuck on the sliding glass door, as if my house was preventing them from getting wherever it was to wherever they want to get to go. And so I think they're trying to climb up the house and over the house to get over to the other side. I don't know why they just don't go around, but maybe it's the light.
I don't know why they don't just slide the door, go through, and go out the other door.
Well, they're,
I don't know.
They are frogs.
Yeah.
In that spirit, speaking of it, we want to take care of all of our critters crossing the road. And with that in mind, we bring you this.
It's spring, so please don't squish amphibians. Do-do-do salamander frogs and toads. Do-do, that night they look for love in the vernal pools. Be kind and share the road. Do-do-do-do.
Short and sweet, huh? A little public service announcement from the magical, marvelous, musical mystery lady.
Well, I see that sign upside the road now. Frogs, and that's share the road. It's like that one for bicyclists, share the road. Where's the rest of that sign, Lee? The one that shows me coming up on a bicyclist, I'm slowing down. No, let me take that back. I'm going the other way. The bicyclist is coming at me. Somebody's coming up on a bicyclist, and what do?
They
pull around him, coming in my lane. I have to take the ditch because, well, we're sharing the road.
I've seen that a couple of times.
That just irritates me.
Just assume room on the other side of the road. A lot of big vehicles like to take that assumption and pop the, right out there.
The double yellow line means nothing to anybody anymore. It's only
a guideline. If I need to use that other side of the road, you know, got to do it.
Well, that's like the rumble strips. When you fall asleep, you just have to remember, did I hear that on the right or on the left? Because when you correct, you got to make sure you're going the right way.
I always wonder about the folks that are living along Route 100, like here on the Waterbury Stowe Road, where those rumble strips are. And, you know, like on Shootsville Hill, there's a curve there. So it's kind of easy to just drift over the yellow line a little bit and get that little bump. And I'm wondering, do the folks in the homes that live on those sides of the roads, do they deal with a lot of that overnight, or every so often you hear this big noise coming from the road?
I was kind of a jerk the other day. I was coming up on a bicyclist, and I come on one of them rumble strips. And granted, there was room enough for the bicyclist and me, but I made a point to pull over and make that strip rumble. Just to let him know that I was coming. Yeah.
That's good to know that you can hear them coming, that's for sure.
There you have it.
Yep.
Now did I bring you over another song, Lee? Yes,
I did.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, I spent the week over to Absorbing Junior College, and I was hanging out with the bovines over there. And in the milking parlor, they've got where they play this song. And the cows love it. Matter of fact, milk production is up like 2%.
Mm.
And they're lining up to get in there to hear it. It's Mr. Rick Norcross. It's a song about real milk, folks, not that stuff that comes from nuts.
Thank you. For my first encore, I'd like to
beg your pardon. We heard that the last thing anybody wants to hear is that song again.
No, somebody will call in again.
Here we go.
Milk, that's the only milk for me. Moo cow milk, it's as real as real can be. Moo cow milk from the Holsteins of Vermont. Moo cow milk, it's the real milk I want. The dairy farmers of Vermont have a question for you now. What's this milk in the dairy case that never touched a cow? Squash a pecan, squash a cashew, squash some oats and all. Prop them up in the dairy case and call it milk, what gall? Moo cow milk, that's the only milk for me. Moo cow milk, it's as real as real can be. Moo cow milk from the Jerseys of Vermont. Moo cow milk, it's the real milk I want. Senator Bobby Starr from way up Orleans way, he tells it like it is, and Bobby always has his say. Even though they call it milk, he says, what's the use?
milk it isn't, and I swear it's really just nut juice. Moo cow milk, that's the only milk for me. Moo cow milk, it's as real can be. Moo cow milk from the Guernseys of Vermont. Moo cow milk, it's the real milk I want.
Yes, you better have a cow. Well, Lee?
We got another call from somebody who said they don't hate the show.
Yeah, but they didn't say they liked it did they?
It's a step in the right direction, I think.
Yeah, they're apparently their cup is half, I don't know, empty, half full. I'm not sure which way to go on that.
Well, Lee. You know, we haven't lost them yet, so we're hanging in the balance there, but we're hanging in there.
All right. Well, I'm going to say 50, probably it's more 75-25 listeners, percent-wise, like dogs.
Right.
So we have to have, we got to have a dog song, Lee.
Oh, you know, I had gone the whole day without making a mistake, and here we go. All right, let me cue that.
Oh, Jack Donovan creeped into the room, and he...
No.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear. Here, I think we're ready now.
I want to tell you about my Dixie dog. My personal favorite Dixie. Dixie's got a fine little curl. Kind of smiles as she shakes and twirls. She wiggles that thing so fine. I want to make her mine.
I want to make her mine.
Dixie's place all to get. She's the finest poodle I've ever met. With ringlets hanging down. The studs came. Dixie loves her diamonds and pearls. She sparkles a lot more than the other girls. Sophisticated,
I know what I got.
Dressed in black satin and lace.
Oh, yeah.
She's my Dixie doll. I love her so. Golden brown from head to toe. She takes three little steps that my tail spin round. Dixie doll, mouth a pound around.
What a doll!
No canine can resist. She makes.
You like that song, Lee?
There I am. Yes, Dixie, that's from a whole album full of dog songs I see right here. Maybe next time we'll play Big Dogs Need More Food. That's one of the songs listed on this track.
I will have to give that a listen and see what that's all about.
It stands to reason, but I might enjoy that song at some point. Anyway.
Yeah, there you have it. Now, of course, we played a dog song, and so's the people don't start calling in and doing what it is they do on your end of the phone.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta have a cat song. So.
Now Lonely Moore had troubles of his own. He had an old black cat that wouldn't leave home. Tried everything he knew to keep the cat away. Even gave him to a preacher and he told him for to stay. But the cat came back the very next day. The cat came back. Thought he was a goner, but the cat came back, 'cause he wouldn't stay away. Now the cat had company out in the backyard. Somebody threw a boot, they threw it awful hard. Took the cat behind the ear and he thought it was a slight. When down came a brick, it drove him out of sight. But the cat came back the very next day. The cat came back, thought he was a goner, but the cat came back, 'cause he wouldn't stay away. Told him to leave him with the man in the moon. But the balloon, it busted, and everybody said, 10 miles away they picked the man up dead. But the cat came back the very next day. The cat came back, thought he was a goner, but the cat came back, 'cause he wouldn't stay away. Now the farmer on the corner said he'd kill the cat at sight. He loaded up his gun full of nails and dynamite. He waited in the garden till the cat came around. 7 little pieces of a man was all they found. But the cat came back the very next day. The cat came back, thought he was a goner, but the cat came back, 'cause he wouldn't stay away. Troubles untold, a tale of a cat, the story's old. The reason why the cat just wouldn't stay away, there's 7 little kittens a-meowing in the hay. So the cat came back, plain to see why the cat came back. Thought he was a goner, I reckon even cats have a responsibility.
The granddaughter used to have a cat. The cat's name was Trouble, which was well named. Trouble was probably the most miserable cat I have ever... I've been around cats.
Ornery?
Oh, God. I have these gloves that I got from Vermont Castings when I worked down there. They're a heavy leather glove for handling wood and stuff. And when you deal with that cat, you put those heavy leather gloves on. And then the sounds that come out of that critter while you're trying to do whatever you're trying to, it'll make the hair on the back of your neck stand up. Yeah, so there are some, but there's some dogs out there just like that too, you know, so it's a, it is what it is. But now, you wouldn't have a dump show. Well, you would have a dump show. We're having a dump show, but I was going to say without Milo, but Milo just makes it a little better. So let's give a listen to Milo.
Sings a song and then I get out of bed. I go out to the outhouse, comb the hairs on my head, put on my overalls and then go out to the shed. I fill a pail of oats so that the horse will get fed. Then we have some fun cause we go out to the coop and gather up the eggs singing boo boo be doo. The eggs are big or little, some are white, some are brown. Some are shaped like oval shell and some they are round. I lift up all the hens so that the eggs will be found. We load them in the truck and then we sell them in town. But before I finish, let me tell you the part about the little shed where this episode starts. In the coop, we keep the chickens in the coop. Go like the dickens in the coop. It's finger licking. We gather up the eggs and then go back inside now. In the coop, we keep the chickens in the coop. Go like the dickens in the coop. It's finger licking. We gather up the eggs and then go back inside now. Oh, I'm out of breath. Sound like Myron Florin. Wow. When is it my turn? Come on. Here we go. You got to be careful when you go in the coop. Your face down in the dirt if you trip on the stoop. If you keep your mouth open, that's the worst of all crimes. My brother dropped his gum and thought he found it three times. And watch it when the rooster takes a peck at your legs. When you're out there gathering eggs. I catch my breath here. If you know how. Whee! Yeah! Always remember Milo's advice for chickens. Don't break a shell or you'll catch heck. Please watch your step. Don't be a schlep when you're in the coop.
I think his brother didn't find the gum three times, Lee.
You know, sometimes you have to hear these songs a few times before the lyrics really sink in.
Yeah.
He dropped his gum on the floor.
On the floor.
And thought he picked it up three times.
Yeah. He picked up something, but it weren't gum.
Oh, that's an awful story. No wonder people don't like the music on this show.
Yeah. Well, and there's people that have been out there done that.
Although I will say, you know, they didn't like the song about poisoning pigeons in the park. We have to hold off on the request fulfillment for now, for reasons I won't get into.
Okay.
But we've covered dogs, cats, pigeons.
Yeah.
And, are we going to head out into the woods? We've been dealing with the frogs and turtles crossing the road.
Yes, which brings up another. I'm going to throw you a curve here.
Right.
Okay. Lee, I have noticed a lot of black and whites out in the middle of the road. Now, I'm not talking Holsteins, and they have this smell. I don't know why they do it. I don't know if they feel the need to share their stinking lives with us, or if they're sick of their stinking lives, they can't get away from that smell, and they just, they want to end it all. But, yeah, this next song.
For reasons I can't get into, due to my own, I can't play that song right now.
You can't.
Can we do a Bear song instead?
We can. We can do whatever you want.
Well, it's not what I want. It's just what I can and can't do. I'll explain later.
Oh. Here's
some Bear songs for you.
Say there ain't no bears in Arkansas. Some folks never seen a bear at all. Some folks say the bears go around eating babies raw. And some folks got a bear across the hall. Some folks say the bears go around smelling bad. Others say that a bear is a honey sweet. Some folks say this bear's the best I ever had. And some folks got a bear beneath their feet. Some folks drive the bears out of the wilderness. And some to see a bear will pay a fee. And me, I just bear up to my bewildered best. And some folks even see the bear in me. Stop and stare. Just remember that's a bear there in the bunch with you. And they just don't come no better than a bear. So meet a bear and take him on out to lunch with you. Even though your friends may stop and stare. Just remember that's a bear there in the bunch with you. And they just don't come no better than a bear.
There's a bear song.
There you have it. This show's kind of got a theme to it. I call it Critters.
It is a Critter show.
Yeah. I brought you over a Critter song, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. And I've been tinkering here for just a second. I believe we have our song that we wanted by request.
Excellent.
By request here on WDEV FM and AM. Now, somebody didn't like poisoning pigeons in the park, but we've had calls from people that say they like the music in this program, as hard as that may be to fathom. And somebody actually requested this little number, so here we go.
Excellent.
Crossing the highway late last night. He should have looked left and he should have looked right. He didn't see the station wagon car. The skunk got squashed and there you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Stinking to high heaven. Take a whiff on. Don't have to see, 'cause you can feel it in your old factory. You got
It's dead. It's stinking.
You know that song, yes. That's Loudon Wainwright III.
Yep.
That single was released in November of 1972, released as a single. That song peaked at number 16 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart for the week ending March 31st, 1973. That was a hit for Loudon Wainwright. So if you don't like all of the bad things happening to animal songs here, some folks really like them.
Yeah.
And that song must have been truly enjoyed by many to have rose so loftily up the Billboard charts.
I would think so. You know, it gets me the... Of course, the next song we're going to play is about another bird, but it's I walk from Mars down to Camp David and back and forth, and I come across this possum in the ditch, and he was dead, but I have seen crows that will eat a skunk till it's all gone, but they wouldn't touch that possum. So I got thinking, do you suppose one day there was a possum that was playing possum? And a crow came down, and the possum ate crow.
Mm.
So now they don't, but yeah, I don't know.
You know, crows are smart. They'll figure stuff out like that pretty fast.
Yeah.
Like they'll sit there and pick at that thing that's just on the other side of the white line because they know you don't go over there. They figure things out. It's amazing how smart they are.
Yes, they are. They're a very smart bird. All right, I guess probably we ought to play a song about one of them that wasn't so smart based on the lyrics.
There was a brazen crow chewing on a squirrel in the middle of the road. I was driving my girl to the beauty parlor doing 50 per. When she started to holler, I didn't know what first, 'cause I knew what I was doing. But then she started in crying, 'cause the crow kept chewing. Then the feathers went flying. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Now that brazen crow chewing on that squirrel in the middle of the road. It's how I lost my girl. She said I was a fool who she'd never forgive for being so cruel and insensitive. I said, how was I to know that you cared less about me than that crow? She said, let me out. Oh, every time that I drive my truck by that spot, well, I think of my luck and how my whole life would not suck if it had not been for that brazen crow and that stupid squirrel in the middle of the road. Well, I'd have kept with my girl if the crow had stepped aside there, or in the best case squirrel hadn't died there in the first place. I'd have kept her riding on down that road with my girl by my side instead of being all alone. Oh, oh, oh. Now every time that I drive my truck by that spot, well, I think of my luck and how my whole life would not suck if it had not have been for that brazen crow.
That brazen crow.
That brazen crow. For that brazen crow.
That brazen crow.
Apparently that one wasn't familiar with that little stay on that side of the line part.
Yeah, well, sometimes you learn a hard lesson that way.
There you go, yeah.
Or you're not around to actually learn the lesson. Sometimes there's no learning after that.
You're setting an example for others, Lee.
That's right. The other crows that saw what happened said,
whoa, what happened there? Didn't see that coming. Hmm. Yeah. So we going to do some commercials and stuff, or are we going to play? What are we going to do, Lee?
We have some very important words to get in.
Then we ought to do that. We're going to do gardening. Well, baby sister, she does a wicked big garden. And, of course, last year a lot of it was we probably should have been either growing rice or cranberries. Hmm. It was that wet. So this year I'm going to help her out. I'm going to get set up with raised beds and see if we can't get above the water line. Yeah, I don't know. Did I bring you over a song?
We got the truck song coming up next.
Oh.
Was there another tune? Well, I see the hymn standing by.
Yeah,
there.
The hymn is standing by. Mm-hmm. The hymn is like that. It's always waiting.
Waiting.
Just can't wait to get
go,
in there.
Right. Waiting to go on at the end. It's like Jerry Lee Lewis. It's going on last.
Because the sooner it gets here, the sooner we're done.
Well, nobody can play the piano once it's been set on fire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ain't that the truth? All right, folks. For you guys out there, you got a truck and, well, it's called the truck song, but it's more about relations, I think, relationships. So, but we'll give it a listen.
She don't try to change me. She loves me just the way that I am. And when I get her out on that old back road, I get that old time feeling back again. She don't talk when I'm driving. She knows when I feel like being alone. And when I'm tired and dirty and sweaty and ugly, she still likes to take me home. Won't you tell me why can't the women be just a little more like my truck? Just zip her in a four-wheel drive when you're getting down in the muck. She always keeps me up on high ground when I'm getting anywhere near stuck. Tell me why can't the women be just a little more like my truck?
Yes, sir. Now the boys, they like to drive her just like a rodeo. Slipping and sliding, four-wheel driving anywhere you want to go. Just turn on the radio, plays you some sweet song. When we go out for a little ride, she always takes me right along. Oh, I've been out on the road now long enough to know that it's only your truest friend to take you anywhere you want to go. Won't you tell me why can't the women be just a little more like my truck? Just slip her in a four-wheel drive when you're getting down in the muck. She always gets me up on high ground when I'm getting anywhere near stuck. Tell me why can't the women be just a little more like my truck? Oh, lady. In a four-wheel drive when you're getting down in the muck. She always gets me up on high ground when I'm getting anywhere near stuck. Tell me why can't the women be just a little more like my truck? And she don't try to change me. She loves me just the way.
Yes, why can't women be a little more like my truck? Yes, indeed. I like my truck. I got to get it back on the road. I got an old 2005 Chevy Silverado I bought off from Bean Chevrolet back when they were in business. Bought it brand new. It's got crank windows, Lee, and it's got a 5-speed manual transmission. I can fix a clutch. I ain't too much on automatic transmission.
Can you get a car with crank windows these days?
Probably not.
You probably have to order it special.
You know, well, the best thing they ever had on trucks, and they did whale them, is that little vent window in the front that would, you'd crank it out or and it would put the wind right in on you. You didn't need air conditioning.
Oh.
You know, but
I'm never sure that window ever did a whole lot.
Put a little. I'll tell you right now, when you locked your vehicle, that was not the window that you broke. That was the expensive window. You didn't go there.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, dumpsters, this is a time that you've all been praying for, the end of the show, so you don't have to listen to any more of them stinking pigeon songs.
Mm-hmm.
But it is time. Lee.
Yes.
It's time to put our hands on the radio.
Yeah, go ahead.
To recharge our spiritual battery to help us get through yet another week so we can come back next Saturday and listen to music to go to the dump by. It is time for the hymn of the day.
Life is just a baseball game and most folks play to win. But you won't ever get to first if you're wallowing in sin. You'll never make a team if you don't lead a Christian life. If you've been making love, my friend, she'd better be your wife. Will you be ready at the plate when Jesus throws the ball? Your life be an infield fly or a base hit on the wall. No sinner's ever happy when he hears that umpire's call. Will you be ready at the plate when Jesus throws the ball? Will you be in condition on the day you get the call? Or have you broken training rules with drugs and alcohol? If you can't play the game, you will be sent down to the minors, where Satan is the manager and it ain't in North Carolina. Will you be ready at the plate when Jesus throws the ball? Your life be an infield fly or a base hit off the wall. No sinner's ever happy when he hears that umpire's call. Will you be ready at the plate when Jesus throws the ball? Now ask yourself this question. Have your morals gone on strike? Do you direct foul language at the folks that you don't like? And would you rather steal than base your life on something fair? Do you stay at home or go out swinging everywhere? Will you be ready at the plate when Jesus throws the ball? Your life be an infield fly or a base hit on the wall. No sinner's ever happy when he hears that umpire's call. Will you be ready? Hallelujah, brothers and sisters, save your soul and sing along one time with me. Will you be ready at the plate when Jesus throws the ball? Your life be an infield fly or a base hit on the wall. No sinner's ever happy when he hears that umpire's call. Will you be ready at the plate when Jesus throws the ball? Will you be ready at the plate when Jesus throws the ball?
There you have it. The best hour in radio. Music to go the dump by. Heard each and every Saturday on the station's WDEV, each week in memory of Buster and Marie. And let's not forget, folks, if it wasn't for Kenley Dean Squire, there wouldn't be a music to go to the dump by.
That is true.
Thanks, Lee.
You're welcome. What a pleasure. The ASPCA called. They'd like a word with you.
I bet they would. I, just for the record, I have never, ever poisoned a pigeon in the park.
That's right.
Yeah.
And as we said near the top, the opinions expressed in music to go to the dump by
are mine.
May not reflect the views of the Radio Vermont Group or its management. We also have to do some formal identification here, so if you will. This is 96.1 WDEV-FM Warren. FM 96.5 in Barrie, FM 98.3 in Montpelier, 101.9 FM in Island Pond, and the original AM 550 WDEV in Waterbury and Montpelier, stations of Radio Vermont.
We are everywhere.
Yeah. And yeah, we're covered for about an hour.
Yeah, all right. Well, Lee, like I said, thanks. I guess it'll be what, me and Jack next week?
Yep.
Providing they let me come back in.
Right.
I'm waiting for them to change the lock on the door.